We're going to study Maral in Derech Chaim. He famously tries to explain the nature of the evil that was Bilam HaRasha. So while there are pieces of Gur Aryeh in Parshas Balak that we could study, we're going to study the Maral on the famous Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos, where the Mishnah contrasts the evil of Bilam versus the virtue and beauty of character of Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah says, Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosha dvarim, halalu hu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu, ushlosha dvarim acherim, three other, meaning opposite, negative traits, hu mitalmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. So the good traits of Avraham Avinu, ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh shifalo, a good eye, a humble temperament, and a lowly spirit. So that kind of a person is a disciple of Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra'a, if one has, God forbid, an evil eye, a ruach gavoa, a haughty temperament, and a nefesh rechava, an expansive, you know, insatiable spirit, wanting more and more and more of this worldly pleasure, that's a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. And of course that goes to say that therefore the Talmud of Avraham Avinu will be rewarded in this world and in the next. And the Mishnah goes on to use the famous Pasuk, Lahanchil Oyhava Yesh V'Otsro Sehem Amale, whereas Talmidov Shal Bilam HaRasha are Yorshim Gehenim, they of course are going to have no part in the world to come, but instead they're going to inherit purgatory, Gehenim, and descend into destruction. That's the Mishnah. Now, we're going to start at a point in the Maharal's explanation of this Mishnah, where he has already said to us that Bilam is contrasted with Avraham because they are both leaders of great nations. Remember, Avraham Avinu is Avhamon Goyim. He's the father of the monotheistic religions. Bilam was the prophet to the nations. He was a seer, and considered a seer and a sage to numerous nations who turned to him, trusting in his ability to speak and even to place a hex on enemies and to cause them harm, to protect on the one hand those who will pay him for such protection and to harm those against whom he is sent to put the hex and to put the klala on them the way he attempted to on and against Am Yisrael. So these are leaders of the nations of the world that we are going to contrast. And the greatness of one is the absolute opposite and therefore the flaw in the other. Now, a paragraph earlier, the Maharal mentions famously that Chazal say, hard to believe, that the donkey, that famous donkey that Bilam rode, was also used by Bilam in bestiality. And that's what we understand to mean literally when Chazal say, Bo al asono, that he had relations with his donkey, that he committed bestiality with his donkey. But the Maharal's understanding of it, and the Maharal's point is that the implication of Ba'al Asono is that he had an involvement with and he lived for the Chomer. Remember, the Chamor, the donkey, is the ultimate in Chumrius. It's a bony, strong animal. It was the beast of burden of old, in days of yore, and it represents, as its name says, Chomer, something of great strength and materiality. Avraham Avinu also went to do the will of God and saddled his own donkey. And that's a very important pasuk in the Torah, where he is going to the Akedah to sacrifice his one and only son Yitzchak, and prepares to do this with such dedication, and, you know, saddles his own donkey, is so careful to do everything that is just preparatory to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But he has a male, Chamor. Bilam also, he's ready to go, ready and rearing to go, to do the terrible work of Chas V'Shalom blaspheming Am Yisrael, and he brings his own and rides his donkey, but it's an ason, it's a female. And the Maral says the difference is that a male is not subject to being with its owner conjugally. There's not going to be that kind of a possibility. But in the case of a female, that's the difference. He is engaged with, he is involved with his chamor. He lives for the chumrius. That's the implication of the fact that his was the female, and as Chazal say, ba'al asono. It means that he was all about the physicality. He was all about material gain, all about material benefit. He was not a man who said that this world is a world for and of the spirit. He looked at the world, and this was a man of tremendous wisdom, and obviously a man with great understanding of matters of the spirit, but yet was steeped personally and invested, not so much in the spirit, but in the material life that he wanted to lead. So let's start now with the paragraph. It begins, Umipnei zeh, haya etzel Avraham, gimel midos shehem notem el nefesh nivdeles. He had these three characteristics that are found in someone who is nivdal, from someone who separates himself from extreme involvement in the physical world, and rather instead devotes himself to matters of the spirit and matters of the intellect. V'hi nivdelas min hachomri hagashmi. These character traits show a person to be separate from, meaning who has distinguished himself from and doesn't cling to matters of mere physicality. The opposite in the case of Bilam, where we see that he was drawn to, all taken up by the physical and the pleasures that he sought. And that's the implication of, as we said, Chazal telling us that he was with his donkey, conjugally. So the Mishnah says, the three great traits that are selfless and that are indicative of a spiritual person who's not connected to or not seeking the physicality. Ayin Tova, the generous eye, Ruach Nemucha, a humble spirit, and a Nefesh Shefala. A very humble person and a Nefesh Shefala means lowly spirit. But lowly spirit means a certain sense of having enough, a sense of not requiring and not lusting for more, a sense of having satisfaction with what one has, even if what one has is merely only what one needs, but not any more. Such a person is mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. The opposite, ayin ra, ruach gavoa, a very proud spirit, a haughty spirit, and a nefesh rechava, an expansive soul. He needs more and wants more. Mitalmidav shel Bilam Arasha. Ve'elu shloisha midos matzonu ba'avram l'shvach. We find these in Avraham's life. We see where he can and would be praised for these character traits. Shaharei timtza ayin tova ba'avram. B'mashahaya machnis orchim. Famously, he's bringing guests to his home. He's goymel chesed. He's extending kindness all the time, giving of what's his. In Yiddish, there's the word to fargin. It's such a beautiful word. It means to just be so happy to be able to give of oneself and of what one has to others, and to be happy that they have it, to have an ayin tova. We also find that he was a person with a ruach nemucha, with anvesanus, with humility. Shehiruach Nemucha Shenemar. Va'anochi Afar Ve'efer. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of the people of Sodom, and he says, Afar Ve'efer, I'm no better than ash and soil and dirt. Umidas Nefesh Shefala. And he also shows that he's satisfied with what he has and he needs not more. Klemer Shehayim Mistapik B'shelo. He has enough with what is his. Klal, he doesn't need or want more than he has. He doesn't lust for more. He told the king of Sodom, I will take nothing of the booty of war, even though he had every right to it, because he had, after all, saved all of that which had been taken captive by Kedar Laomer, everything that Amrapha, Melech Shinar, everything that they had, you know, taken away from Sodom and Sodom's cohorts and allies was lost, if not for Avraham Avinu. So, by all right, he, as a victor, had all the booty, all the spoils of war were his. Yet, Hare Lechafetz B'ma She'ro'u Lo. He did not want what really could have been his. He certainly wouldn't want what's not his and what's not coming to him. So all of this is indicative of someone who not just is kind and giving and has a good eye and doesn't need much or is not, you know, looking for, you know, self-enrichment. It's all coming from a bigger place, the Maharal says. It's coming from not being involved with chumrius. He rides on his chamor. He is bigger than anything of a physical nature, and he is not interested in chumrius. And he was a fabulously wealthy man, Avraham Avinu, but that's not what he cared about. That's not what he sought in life. On the other hand, Bilam, the hefech zeh, Bilam, Mefarish B'Medrash, Ayin Ra. As it says, Vayisa Bilam Es Einav, Vayar Es Yisrael Shochein L'Shvatav. He looks at the Jewish people and he does not find favor with what they are succeeding. They are a successful people about to enter and to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He does not wish for that to be. He sees them nobly living properly in the Midbar. The Shechina is with them and he can't stand it. Bikesh lahachnis behem ayin hara. He wishes with his evil eye to ruin it all, to take it away from them. Ruach gevoa, the second item. Well, he is a person with this very proud, haughty spirit. And he says, when the initial messengers come asking him to do Balak's bidding, he says, Me'ein Hashem l'siti l'halochim achem. Now, God doesn't want me to go with you. You're not important enough. I need emissaries of greater stature than you. God wouldn't want me to accompany you. Not just I won't accompany you. God doesn't want me to accompany you. Unbelievably haughty on his part, assuming a role that God supposedly would have him assume. Rakim Chashuvim Mikem, I have to have people of greater importance to respond to. I'm not going to go back to Balak with you. Let him send emissaries who are greater, that are worthy to even ask this of me. Indeed, that's why Balak sent a second group of more dignified and more substantial emissaries to ask Bilam to do Balak's bidding. And finally, Nefesh Rechava, where he says, oh, no matter what wealth you might try to give me, I can only do that which I am asked or allowed to do by the word of God. He talks about the possibility of having, you know, all of the gold and silver that Balak has, and it becoming his, Bilam's. These are all part of Bilam's evil, Shehayarochev al ha'osain, meaning he's with the nekeva, he's with the female, meaning he's involved with the physical world, he's involved with physical pleasure, he's involved for the sake of physical life and material pleasure. V'hayabo al asoinoi. So Chazal say that's the meaning of that he is al ha'osain, he's riding the female donkey, he is with this donkey. The meaning of with the donkey means that he is mechubar, he's connected to physicality. That's what he lives for, that's what he cares about. That's the point. What do you care about? What are you engaged with? What are you into? You know, that's the expression we used to use. You know, really into. What are you into? So his lifelong into was into the physical and the material. Chibur el hachomrius hayabai kol elu midas. For that reason, he had all of these negative character traits, because they're all about having more and not wanting others to have. Yadua ki ha-chaymer davek by ha-heedar. Very important idea. Very important idea. He discusses this at length in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Mem Zayin. Chaymer, something that's physical, by its nature, is finite. It's finite in its measure, it has a physical measure, and furthermore, it's ephemeral, it's not lasting. Nothing is forever. Nothing in the created world is forever. It eventually is gone. And that's the nature of the Chomer. Dovek by ha-heedar. Heedar means absence. Everything that is immediately, by virtue of being. Its flip side is that it is threatened by its absence, by its loss, which eventually does occur. As is explained many times. That's the ayin hara. The ayin hara is the ultimate in destruction, because it doesn't want all the good that someone else has to be. It wants that good be gone. Sh'ayin hara davak boy ha-heder. Ad shemaitzi es hakol min ha'olam, ulchein nikra ara. As in the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin, aru aru ad hayisaidba, to root something out. That is the idea of ayin hara, and it's the same letters. But let's root out the good that we can't stand seeing it in others. That's the destructive desire of a person like Bilam. V'chein ruach gevoa. Ruach gevoa, meaning this great inflated ego and this haughtiness. Mora al hachasaro shehu shayach el hachamri. That too reflects the fact that there's something missing. Because if you have to inflate who and what you are and create of whole cloth an image that's false, obviously, you are actually missing all of that which you claim to have, which isn't really there. V'zeh amram, hayman diyahir, balmum. Beautiful use of that Mamre Chazal, that if someone is of great self-importance, well beyond the truth, obviously this person is flawed. And flawed in such a way that trying to compensate is impossible. And we learn this from the very place where Matan Torah took place. Torah was given on a small, humble hill, on a small mountain. The pasuk says, "Lama teratz dun harim gavnunim." Teratz dun harim gavnunim means the big mountains, Har Tavor, Har Carmel, beautiful mountains. You want to be where Torah should be given? Oh, but no. You represent this kind of expansive spirit, this haughtiness, this self-importance beyond your deserve. Vein gavnunim ela balmum, shenemar oy givein oy dok. In the mumim of a korban, oy givein oy dok. So gavnunim is a way of saying, you are really not just not the place for Torah to be given, but it's because of your pretentious stance that the Torah shouldn't be given where you are, because your pretentious stance, you great mountains, it's all a bluff. It's really actually a reflection of the fact that you're not deserving. So in other words, when someone is a Baal Gaiva, it's not only that the Gaiva itself is a Mum, but it's reflecting the fact that the whole person is actually deeply flawed, and the compensation obviously is inadequate. Upirish Zeshe, Kol Ha'horim HaGavoyim Kimoy Tavor V'Karmel, the greater mountains in Israel, Har Tavor, Har Karmel, Mipnei Gavhusam, Yoisim in Haroi, because they were so high, that's why Ba'alim Mumin Haim Eitzel Sinai. They are considered flawed compared to Sinai. They're flawed compared to where Torah actually was given. Shaloha Yogivoya Kolkach. Anytime you have something that's more than necessary, it's a flaw. Gavhus HaGadol, Hu Mum V'Chesron. Gavhus, meaning greatness that's unnecessary, size, anything redundant, anything superfluous, is actually a flaw. It's a Mum and a Chesaron. V'tamda V'zesh, K'shem Shehachesaron Hu Mum, Kach Kol Yitur V'Tosafot K'nitul Dami. Like the Arla on a Gid, like the Arla on a human male. It's superfluous, it's unnecessary. And so until the person has his bris milah, the baby is not whole. The baby is flawed. Ulekach, ha-tosafos mum v'chesron. Something that's extra, something that's superfluous, is actually a flaw. It's a blemish. K'may misha hu bal chesaron mamish, like someone who has an obvious, conspicuous flaw. Bahari lecha, hen ha'ayin hara, be'atzma, hen ruach gevoah, both are chesaron. These are all about what's actually missing, what's flawed, tragically, in Bilam's personality. V'chein ma'ashahay nefesh Bilam rachava, this that he had, this expansive soul, the insatiable desire for lekabel mamon acher, to get someone else's money, hayezeh chesaron. Because after all, if you have what you need, you are a whole and complete person. You're a mushlam. You have completion. You have perfection. But if you feel that you need more, oh, are you so poor? Oh, are you so lacking? It's chesron. Ki misha eino chaser u'mistapik ba'atzmo, eino mekabel dover me'acher, shehu shalim ba'atzmo. That's why Avraham Avinu says, in michut v'atzroch nal, I'm not taking from you. I have all that I need. So, were I to take anything from you, it would look as if it would reflect badly on me. It would look as if I have not been provided for by God. It would look as if I have insufficiency. God forbid, I'm not taking from you. You remember Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, Yesh li kol, I have everything. Meaning, I have everything that I could possibly need. I don't need anything from you. Esav says, Yesh li rav, I have a lot, but a lot means there's still room for more. Harelocha gimel midos elu kulam mayrim ala chesron v'hahedar. These midos of Bilam, this ayin hara, what he can't stand that others could have, the ruach gevoa, meaning that he has to create of himself an image that's higher and mightier than the truth, a nefesh rechava, the sense of wanting and having an insatiable spirit of needing more. These are all tremendous deficits, but they're all about chumrius. They're all about physicality. They're all about having a physical world that is there to gobble up. It's all about having more. Having more. There's no such thing as having everything. If you really think that you have everything, you're good. If you think you're going to have, eventually you want to have everything, that means you just want more and more and more. As Chazal say, Yesh l'mon reitze masayim. You have 100, you want 200. So the idea here is that the greatness of Avram all stems from the fact that he is in control of his choices and he chooses a life of the Spirit. And he is in control of and makes use of the chamor, but he's not engaged and living with the chamor. Bilam, who's Ba'al Asono, who, so to speak, is engaged with his donkey. The point is, he is living for and is totally engaged in life his raison d'etre for getting up in the morning and for living and breathing is the chamor, the chumrius. It's for that reason that he is so deficient, and deficient in specifically these three areas, in the ayin ra, in the ruach gavoa, in the nefesh rechava. These are all midos of shehayu bal chesron v'hedar. These are midos that cause him to be someone deficient and missing. V'hefech zeh, the opposite, midas avram shehayu rechiv al hachamor, meaning he's in control of it and above it. Nivdal min hachamor. He is above it, he's not engaged with it, he's not all taken up with the chaymer. Nivdal min ha-chaymer. Ulekacho yisholem ba'atzmai. That's why he is a complete and a whole human being. V'lohayu le'chesron. He's missing nothing. K'mashahayu ayin tova. With an ayin tov. Hinehayu mesulak mimenu hara. So then there is no evil. There's no cause for others to not have. He only wishes for more for others. So there's no cause of he'edar, of absence, and chesaron. V'hoya balanova, and then he's very humble. Shebalanova ain't by gavus. He has no extra dimension bigger than the truth of who and what he is. So he's not blemished that way, because gavus is a mum. Gavus, which is not real, is actually a great blemish and a chesaron. And he also had this nefesh shefala, this sense of a lowliness and, you know, a sense of being satisfied fully, not needing more. Mistapek ba'atzma. Very, very self-sufficient. Mistapek means finding sufficiency in what he has, feeling completely satisfied with what he has, so that he is a complete person and not lacking. Whereas in all of these instances, in all three instances, causing that others should not have, or not being able to countenance that others might have what he doesn't, in the ayin ra, creating of himself and having an inflated sense of self and of his own image, his haughtiness, is again betraying what's missing, again he'edar, deficiency. And of course, when he says he needs more, he wants somebody else's wealth, he wants bullocks, kesef, and zahav, obviously, he's betraying his sense of being deficient. Avram doesn't need. If he would need, it would be a reflection of the fact that he has insufficiency. He doesn't need, he has no insufficiency. So all of this stems from one central theme, positive in Avraham and the opposite, negative in Bilam. Living for the physical pleasure, living for having more, living for material gain, living for a good time. There was a tshuva Rav Moshe once wrote, and he was stunned to hear the expression. And he wrote, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva, it's a terrible thing that people are looking for a good time. That's how he writes it in the tshuva. Gimel vav dalid, tes yud yud mem. Good time. That's not. We don't live for have a good time. We're living for a greater purpose and to accomplish great things. And that which we are looking at here is, in this Mishnah, a very different world of the Umos led by a seer and a sage, whose entire, ethos is, let's have a good time, and have more with which to have a good time. And Avraham Avinu, on the opposite end, father of Am Yisrael, whose entire being is al hachamor, separate from, nivdal from chaymer, separate from, and of course he has much, and he has sufficiency, but that's not for what he lives. That's not the reason to get up in the morning. the reason to get up in the morning is to have human greatness and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and inculcate and spread the word of Hashem, and the holiness of God should inhere noticeably and palpably in all things, not for the things themselves. Bilam is living for those things, and Avram is saying they are only to be used in the service of God, in the service of the Ribono Shel Olam. For that higher purpose we live, while Bilam is living for the base purpose. Avram, above riding on that chamor, on that chomer, lives for a higher purpose. Those who are Talmidim of Avram Avinu have, therefore, the Ayin Tova, the Ruach Nemucha, and the Nefesh Shefala, such that they are living above and for a higher purpose than the chomer, than the physical. Those who are living for the physical, for the things of life, they are the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, and that's why they have, or are prone to have, the Ayin Ra and the Ruach Gavoa and the Nefesh Rechava. It's for this reason that these two are contrasted in the Mishnah in Avos Perikei.